Lambardan lambardan de Rukat ze zon bacili, zonde 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 Zobe sanje je kombar baje to barsa te yi che to tabe che lo to sang kom som je som barsa wo nya ba sabha san jo jo to je bangwa da da de sem
so Rinpoche asks everyone to begin with giving rise to bodhicitta. Bodhicitta then is the wish and the efforts that one does in order to attain the precious state of Buddhahood. For the sake of benefiting all beings in number as vast as the sky. Towards that end, one then decides to make efforts in terms of listening to teachings, reflect on their meaning, and the practice of meditation. So tonight, Rinpoche will explain what one may call the science of mind according to the Buddhist tradition.
Tene semje tsene de karasana semje ne toram sem turbata madurbe yeva jebala tene yeva jebate semje tsene.
So the science of mind distinguishes different states of mind, mainly, or in brief, it distinguishes or explains what confused states of mind are and states of mind free from confusion. In terms of the Buddhist tradition, that is referred to the theory of perception, or what is also termed valid cognition.
Tene tseme rikpa te tomba sanje che do chik tu song yo mare do mandawa chola kas do mandawa mangbo le kasa kala sumare.
So teachings related to these subjects were then recorded or are recorded in different sutras. They are not found in one sutra alone.
Ta tela tambo tsemen tsini karasana nambu lola tsemen tsini te loba mepe hibare.
Then the definition in general of a valid cognition is a consciousness which is not mistaken or deceived. So it's a consciousness free from confusion.
Tene loa mebe tonde kare sena loam semti yepar zong na yepar zongam yepar zena yepar malubre yepare. Yepar zona yepar mala, mepar zona mepar mala. lo te ma te ye par zona ye par malavare me par jaina me par malavare me par ten ra wala mlo se
la re sikti ha ko ngori mishi ne ye par somwar de kande ko go
ye par zona chok che de ngor so se me ye par jengar ye re
la
so ye par ye par nam ka tong ban ra wo te che ya me par jengar te ne ko ngo ka ya yo ma re ten ra wala mlo se
So then, as was said, what one may term a valid cognition is then a consciousness which is not mistaken as to the object perceived. So, if an object is present, that is what the consciousness perceives. It wouldn't perceive anything other than the presence of a specific object. Then, there isn't any object to be perceived, there won't be a perception of an object. So, in this sense, the perceiving consciousness is never mistaken in terms of what is perceived.
The yopar zona yopar mele sejete kunzob to yopar zona kunzob to yopar mele bare mato yang kunzob to yopar zona don tambar yang yore te nabu se mare.
So, in terms of perceiving a present object, that relates to the relative aspect of existence, because an object is present in a relative context. Doesn't mean that it would be present ultimately or on an absolute level. So this is not meant. What is meant by unmistaken? When speaking of a consciousness perceiving an object, that relates to the relative aspect of existence, to a presence on a relative level, not an absolute.
Repena. Segur je drate na tu nab nam hi te ge yobar zongre nab nam hi te yobar zoma yin do kunzo tsam do kunzo do tene segur je drate yore.
So, for example, the sound that comes from snapping one's fingers has relative existence. On a relative level, then the ear consciousness perceives this sound, so that relates to relative reality, not to ultimate reality. So here one speaks of a presence of something perceived on a relative level, not an absolute level.
Tun tambar kanzak da to madabre kanzak da to madabre tumong to tatujare kanzak da to madabre rikpeche na kanzak da to madabre kanzak da to madabre to ba yin to tene ton to kanzak da to mebare segor je drate rikpeche na Repetia na Kanzak dado madopar, to tugre Kanzak dado madopa, hirajitoba yendo, mune nelu layan, Kanzak da dado mepare, Kanzak dado madopare. Hotendo. Caressen de Tumongolola, niti tikwa dan, Tumongo jacor, Kanzak dam. Date Kanzak dam,
Kanzak dam, Kanzak
Segor jitra the Kanzak dame mare bhane da yer Kanzak dame.
Ine de Kanzak dame pa de ki khanga ki thong thu bi mare ne. De Kanzak da yer na kem sabu mare ne na.
Kem sabu mare te o te kem sabu re. Kanzak da mebar re mebar to to re mebar jeba yin da mebar re Kanzak da ma do. Te se ki. Ne.
Dendro
Tundu se, Tundu se, Tundu se, Tundu se, Tenda omen over. Tanda nyente that the mother jab.
Anyway, if you think of this sound that comes from snapping your fingers, then ultimately that sound doesn't entail an individual self. Well, Rinpoche says he relates this to the absence of an individual self, so the explanation also will relate to the Shravaka tradition. It's an explanation which then relates both to the lesser and greater vehicle at the same time. That's why.
Mm.
So the sound then doesn't comprise an individual self. This one understands by applying reasoning. And just as is understood by means of reasoning, there isn't any individual self in relation to this sound. So not only as one conceptually understands through reasoning is there no individual self, in terms of the true nature of existence, in terms of the absolute truth as well, the sound coming from snapping one's fingers doesn't comprise an individual self.
Tene temal tela yena ngosom tema tang giba tema ni yobare ngosom sema se jute ta tang ten chek la matu par yor ran chen chen be Tata ten sigla ma tu pa yarzan zimbelo chigla, munsum tema sigre.
Yoransin
sigre. Tata ten sigla ma tu pa yoransin jinchat zimbelo chigla, munsum tema sigre. Tata ten sigla tu te yarza kojun zimbelo lo chigla, jiba tema sigre.
So, generally then, in terms of valid cognition, there are two types. There is direct perception of an object, and then there is inferential cognition or understanding that is based on reasoning. In terms of direct perception, that is then a direct experience, a direct and non-conceptual experience of an object. So there is a distinct and clear perception of an object which is not muddled by the conceptual mind, and that perception is not at all based on reasoning or analysis. It's completely free from concepts. Then there is the second type, inferential cognition, which is conceptual, being based on reasoning and analysis. So, by means of the second type, then, one comes to understand something which otherwise is not obvious to one. So, one reasons or applies reasoning in order to understand that which one otherwise wouldn't be able to see or understand. That then normally, so to speak, literally, is concealed. That is, one doesn't normally have an understanding of what one aims to understand by means of reasoning.
Then, Rikpe Wam Sok Chembo, Par Soji Langbu, Sema Soji Langbu, Komanyu Soji Langbu, Mendan Rexo Jorva Ye. Topatan Ramon Somo Somare. They turned out the carriers and now Monsom Temati, Moam Tini Karasana, Monsom Teme, Pombata, Kawatavu, Mainda Dent in Zigamare, Mainda Dent in Zigamare, Mainda Dent in Zigamare. Tene Palang Tavu, Rake Yang Zigamare. Mainda Rakeso, Jort in Zigamare, Mainda Rakeso Jorbe, Maintang Trava, Raytang Trava, Mainda Rakeso Jorbe, Topatang Trava. Topa than Travati, Monsum Semare, somebody. Tenta Toda, main than Rexo Jorve, Topa than Trava, Monsum Semitini to somebody.
Then the great scholar Dignaga then has defined direct perception in the following way. He says that direct perception is completely free from. The process of labeling what is perceived, that is to say conceptualizing what is perceived, so a direct perception then doesn't relate to what is perceived in terms of giving it a name, such as this is a vase, this is a pillar, and so on, nor does direct perception involve categorizing things that are seen. There are different categories of phenomena, such as cows. So direct perception doesn't then in any way conceptualize what is perceived by labeling it. So according to Dignaga, this is what is meant by direct perception. This is the essential nature of direct perception, namely that it is free from conception.
Then Parchoji Lambe Teman do it take the Monsum Toda in somebody mato, Toda inbe, Dubzi ma somebody. Dubzi and Jimsi Gang ma somebody.
So Dignaga here then in this text defines direct perception. Though he doesn't give though he doesn't put forth any evidence for or by which he would prove this viewpoint.
Then parichuje trape. Monsum to dan trava, and then monsum nijan rubber and jewels somebody, Tidicato. De monsum to dry, but to see somebody. Monsum nam to dan travare. Main dan rex or dead in the benam to sani, or monsum to dare. Monsum to dry in by the condenser drop to grey. Monsum to dry in by the rare, monsum semake, drogere, ranyunk to grey. Rare monsum seme, to grey somebody. Pena, Candis the Togre Senna, Tantangatu, Sever the Dran, Zebe Nab Nam Hite, Monsomre. Sever the Dran, Zebe Nab Nam Hite, Toda Imba. De Nab Nam Hite, Nam Tome, but the Ranga Rareg Monsom Semba, Catugri, Nyam Yunga Togri. De Tisena, Chucha Trapet, Sikiate, Capso, Monsom Toda Imba, Drubzi somebody, Jim Tin somebody.
Then another great scholar, Dharmakirti, elaborated on this statement of Dignaga, where he then puts forth evidence for that position, namely that direct experience is non-conceptual. He then says that direct experience is non-conceptual, and as was said before, then it doesn't involve the process of labeling or categorizing what is perceived. That is then established with what one may term non-dual experience. It is mind experiencing itself, experiencing its nature or the nature of the mental event that occurs, that is experienced. So if one again considers the direct perception of the sound that comes from snapping one's finger, then obviously that's related to an ear consciousness. The ear consciousness then directly and non-conceptually experiences the sound, and that experience is then free of conception or free of thought, free of the process of labeling what is perceived. And according to Dharmakirti, this is what then establishes the viewpoint that direct experience is non-conceptual. It's established what with or by what one may term an experiencing of the mental event itself, of the nature of the mental event. So that amounts to saying so that amounts to saying that the consciousness experiencing itself is then what establishes that direct experience is non-conceptual.
Can you what it is? Tang Munsum Tema Tele Yena. Then Munsum de Toda in Bamase, Tantini Jeba Hena Munsum Tema de Toda Mantrava Ripa. Some ingo, some Toda Mantrava Ripa in the book.
So then there are three elements that must be present in terms of a direct perception, or three qualities of that experience must be present. These three are that the direct experience must be non-conceptual and unmistaken as to its object. Also, that it is a cognition, that is to say, of a mental nature.
Then it's a need a sort of la sort of to die he be dratty, to die he do on the capsule, to die the dratty, then it topa, nam to topa the jeba, to get a law, nam one some tema imba, jeba am, servare, caressana to die. Monsum semala sort of toda gogre sedu nam to toqua that toke na monsum semama yimba ten lam san go to go te sor nyeba mantorbare ta ti jiso mantorba jepe teni tumi monsum tanang selichere pena trahien zibe mihitang dawa nyinzen ji mihitang kare senzen ji mihila sopa tumi
So there are these three qualities. The first is then that a direct perception is non-conceptual. That then eliminates the possibility of direct experience or being conceptual. Then there is the second, that direct experience must be unmistaken. That then excludes the possibility of a mistaken direct experience or perception being valid, because there are then non-conceptual experiences that are mistaken as to the object they perceive. For example, if someone has cataracts, then that person is said to see falling hairs. So the eye consciousness at that point perceives something which isn't really there, though the experience or perception is direct, that is to say non-conceptual. Then someone affected by jaundice as a result of the disease may see yellow snow mountains rather than white snow mountains, which is also a mistaken direct perception. Also, if one presses the eyelids, one would see two moons. Det där var ni, det är mitt sen det var det. Ger ni det någon som inte gör med det var det?
Nej, men det är temer det.
Ser ni?
Temer det. Det är lånt.
Well,
vi kan trova det säkert.
If you press your eyelids, then you may see two moons instead of one. That's also a mistaken direct perception. All these then are related to an eye consciousness. So even though these perceptions are non-conceptual, they are not valid. Then there is the third part, which is that the perception must be of a mental nature. That excludes the possibility of the sense faculties, the possibility of the sense faculties alone perceiving something directly. The sense faculties are made up of physical matter and do not perceive. So by the third part, that possibility of mistakenly thinking that the sense faculties would involve direct perception is excluded.
Tene ta ngun som tema tele ye na wan bo ngun som tema a ye ngun som tema ra re ngun som tema na jur ngun som tema de ye yo bare.
So in terms of direct perception, there are four types. There is direct perception that arises in dependence upon the sense faculties. So the sense faculties at that point are the basis for the perception to rise, then there is direct perception related to what is termed the faculty of mind as an opposed to the sense faculties. So then the basis for its arising is purely of a mental nature. It's not based on a perception that arises as a result or independence on the physical eye, for example. Then there is the third type, which is related to mind experiencing itself, or that the nature of the occurring perception is experienced. Then there is the fourth, which is direct valid perception, or direct, it is direct yogic valid perception.
Then, tang mo son tsema ye na, tang bo, wang bo mo son tsema, tsenye de par soj la bu tsema kundule. Wang bo le to se ma yin, ran ran reza tanye je, teming o wang bu yo. Di kaps kar tenba resa na, wang bo le to se ma yin, wang bo mo son tsema la to ke se pa mare. Se ma yin se jo te wang bo mo son yin la to ke yin ba tsa ni yo mare. Wang bo mo son yin na, to da yin be kya gre. Wang hi la to kwa se pa mare. And now one hill a talk what's an him say by yina. One hit or die in Bechamna. Then your condensing grain, then Higamar or condensing grain. Ran ranka rexa, one bo, one hit namje, your zipper cap so. Ran ranka your regular result, Tanya jen zingamare, Tanya la tangamare, Tanya la tangan zingamare, Tanya gogamare. Ona kandres zingre ngo wang bu yo. Ngo am ran chi te jenja de zingre. Pen na ba na chi te dran zing ba kap so. Se go je dran zing ba kap so. O de dar re sam zing ma re. Dar re. Dai na ne se go je dar re sam go ma re. Ran go ngo te dry drate ngo sa ye jenchar do khato ni menda mande thani da mande ba khato ni jenchar du de re song re
so first according to Dignaga direct perception based on the sense faculties is explained. So such perception, according to Dignaga, can never be conceptual. That is not possible. A direct perception arising in dependence upon a sense faculty can never ever be conceptual. That direct perception or direct perception in general related to or that arises in dependence upon the sense faculties does never involve labeling what is perceived. There is only direct perception of a specific object. So of course then each of the sense consciousnesses perceive different objects. So each of these consciousnesses then directly perceive its specific object in a non-conceptual way and nothing else. There is never any process of labeling what is perceived. Then one may wonder, well, what is it that it is perceived then? Specific object, as has been said, is then perceived directly without the model of the conceptual mind. If one again considers the sound that comes from snapping one's finger, then the ear consciousness that directly perceives this sound doesn't label it, thinking this is a sound or this is a sound coming from somebody snapping his fingers. There is only or merely a direct perception of the sound itself without any conceptual labeling.
Tene par chu je tape tema namdele kade sombare sana tema namdele Deser one good number he tamte tebari yurjin yisumber. Deser gong jumjin deser. One good number he bati, jinzing a mare. Tokye my imbecin a jinzing a mare. And the current zingre. Tepar ran singer. One good number he be jinzing a mare. Tepar ran singi yurjin re, ran sing conan zingre.
Dharmakirti as well in a treatise he has written on this subject says that the sense consciousnesses then never label what is perceived. That is then to say that the sense consciousnesses only involve direct perception, that is to say non-conceptual experience of the perceived object. There is never an idea or a concept of the object perceived that is formed in mind. So direct perception only relates to again a distinct or non-conceptual experience of an object. There are two aspects in terms of the process of perceiving and labeling an object, first there is a non-conceptual experience of what is perceived, and then what happens is that one conceptually labels what is perceived. Sense consciousnesses only relate to the first aspect.
Tene ta tetana tetar wan hi tota imbate rane ge kande se trop to gre se na gom ja tinge ze gom ba kap so sem ye ge na bi yan da pa me pa la te che to ne de ya ba kap so sem te che to ne na nam do yo mare nam do che ge mare ta sem te che to tinge ze la te che to ne ba kap so me ke zo tong nave dra tune ya tene detan de o sabe nam do yo mare nam do che ge mare ti se na tene wang bin na bar hi ba tam che to dra yin bar som ba
de
ran re ki to bar wang hi to dra yin bar ram re ki to te tinge je na che che do ya pa ka su me ge zog tung re na mi hi ye na hi je dra tune ya tene ne ba me de me se na wang hi to dra ko na re kare sana yila nam do yo mar
ye kona yin pa do
ge re nam do de ye je nam hi re ma do wang hi le to dra ye mar kare sana ye ting en jen le che che de te pe ka su to nam do me yo mar te me pe ka su me ge zong do na we da to ne ya te ne nam do de ng mar
So then the fact that sense consciousness is never involve conceptuality is proven in the following way. Well, in fact, one has to meditate in order to understand this or have a personal experience of it. When somebody rests one-pointedly in samadhi, being focused on an object of meditation, when one's attention is one-pointedly turned towards an object of meditation, then even though one may see something or hear something, it is not what is heard or seen is not conceptualized or labeled, because at this point or in this state of mind, one is completely free from thoughts. This then proves or establishes that sense consciousnesses always are non-conceptual.
Make zog zebola, tsechik the te yimba kalso, nave dratuna namdo dingamare, teme devate, navanam hito raimatare. Tedan soba navanam hite. Ah, take in the navanam hit drakin the yimbola te yimba kalso, young make a zog tona, te nikin dingo yamar, namdo ding togo yamare. Te, teme devate, danda, make a nam hito raimatare.
So there are other indications of the sense consciousnesses being non-conceptual. When one is, for example, completely absorbed, when one looks at something one finds extremely attractive and is completely absorbed by this, then even though one may hear something, what is heard is not labeled or conceptualized. Similarly, if one hears something that one finds extremely pleasing, then even though one may see something, what is seen is not conceptualized or labeled. This then indicates that sense consciousnesses always are non-conceptual. Similarly,
Semilali. Chato, semilali.
Dejin
to. Semilali.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Then if one is in a state of panic, then very often thoughts cease to arise. So even though something is seen or heard in a state of panic, it is not labeled.
Taking the young Sam La Gava Chimbo, Sam La Gava Chimbo, the Navajona young, then he is another Dingayamar. Sam La Gava Chimbo, the Deva Chimbo, the Jona, take up the agent Namton Gay on the Tene one he did Namton Dingamar. Then I will land Yam Yunga Sana, Tene one he told her. Takuso?
Larry. Tiki capsule tik tong natuna da ko
dengue is dengue meg zong to am jo gda tin to to pa dengue ma le to pa ma tin ba ta wan chi to da yin ba ta le
so likewise
tiki capsule why lies
no likewise
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 I beg
your pardon? if one experiences a state of extreme bliss or happiness, then even though when being in this state, one may hear or see something, what is heard or seen is not conceptualized. There is only the direct perception of it without the process of labeling it.
Tundu re tene wan hi to ra re ta wan bong ngo som sema yang to ra re ta wan bong ngo som so sema de la wan ngo nga yue re de de gong ye wa man bu hi gme.
So that then explains that sense consciousnesses always are non-conceptual. There are then five sense consciousnesses, and there are then different subdivisions as to each category, but Rinpoche says he won't go into this in detail tonight.
Then ye jang song te teman dole ye jang song bare ye jang ma do song yang bare ye jang se to kare sana mama wang bu ngon song teman teni ji kap so wang bu le to se ma ye rang rang rik za ta ni ji temen o wang bu yor song bare ba ye jang ten ra wo se ye ngon song teman yang nam to to ra man ra bare song bare.
So then in the same text
soha om tare te tare tore soha
dignaga is also said that the mind consciousness as well, and that is all. Well, the mind consciousness as well or also is non-conceptual in the way, in the same way as was described with the sense consciousnesses.
Then parcho jetrape tema nandre le deser wangbu nambar hi tema tatji le song yine yorgi nizensi deser loen thongwa me song par. The cups carasson is sena, one good number hippa, gamma tapati, yvan re, gamma tapa yvan tela tinte, ye jing on some semachivare, ying on some semachigre, ying on some semate, ying on some semate, nije, one boom on one kitchen, tambu. Yole yebe kiji nibe yon jindre. Tambo wan bung on some tem, ying on some temate, wan hi gama takwala, tinte ying on jigre, ying on some tem. Penazung zing on jigre. Zung zing making gama takwala tinte, zung zing yiging on some jeb sena. Lungwe zong tong chung yo ma re. Ye ngon som tsema te wang wangon kechik tangbu yor le yenba, kechik nyeba yor ten zimba serna, jehi so tarba chungyan yor mara songwa.
Kangi kentame
yor mara?
Tiga
rang re. Metame dekandu zimba. Wangbo ngon som tsema, ena yei jengon som tseme zungzen yingon je zong tong na, yei jengon som tseme zungzen yingon je ta zog zingare, zog rang zingare. Zungzen yi jungwen som jir zog rangzin zinba yi na tene zog rangzin zinba yi na longwen zog tongwe chung yo marwe sena yo marwe kare sena tangpo zungzen wanghi che zungzen wanghi gama takwa le tene yi jungwen som jir gupi sena longwen zog tongwe chung yo marwe anna tundu chi na tanda ये जंगल सोमते चेही सुता का मारवे करने से ना तांबो जंगल वांगों जे तुम योटे इंगों का तुम दो जंगल वांगों जे तुम योटे इंगों जे जब से ना चेही सुन जोग मारवे से ना चेही सुन जोग मारे जंगल वांगों के जे तांबो ते योले येंबे ते रक्षण ते योर के जे येंबा तो जंगले ते से ना चेही सुता भी जो है यो मारे Tsema ngame to tsarvate, tsema kechik tangbu to tsarvate jisu to na jehi seba, jehi, tosen tokbarakwa. Tosen tokbarakwa jehi jisu nisi, jehi ke langna tesa. Pena, yejima son tsema kechik nyeba ke kechik tangbu yorda zong sona, zeng sona jehi re. Tarasana, yingu kechik tangbu ke ngama to tsarvate nyebe to na jehi re. Nipayang
でせんのチェヒスジョゴマ。で、チェシでらユルチクパレベコゴゴンでけ。ゴゴゴンのテマがめ全員ちゃうわ。テマケチ団子全員ちゃうよってニベンゼの。でね、ニバニバでテマまりチェヒセ。たかれる。
どうせんとこれば、チェイヒジソ。リコニーションだし、ノー。え、ノー。やんちゃるとこ。え、やんちゃるとこせぐれ。ロ。え、ユルチクパインゴゲ。セマ、タンボセマテゲトパ、セメトサバテヨマセンテゲゼオナ、テレチェイヒセゲ。テセマナ。
So then there is a quotation by Dharmakirti that again, or this quotation again speaks of that sense consciousnesses always are non-conceptual. And here it is mainly related to a direct perception, which is related to the sixth consciousness. First, there is a description of what it is, or first is stated what it is that gives rise to that direct perception. So, the ceasing of of a sense consciousness, independence upon that ceasing, then what is termed the faculty of mind arises, which results in a direct perception, which is purely based on the sixth sense, the sixth consciousness, which is not a sense consciousness. This direct perception relating to the sixth consciousness then doesn't perceive the same object as the sense consciousness that ceased. So the object perceived is different, therefore the fault of blind people seeing doesn't arise. That is to say that this direct perception related to the sixth consciousness then arises as a result of the ceasing of a perception of something related to a sense consciousness. For example, if one perceives a visual form, then the very ceasing of that perception results in the arising of the mental faculty, which again gives rise to direct perception, which is purely of a mental nature or purely related to the sixth consciousness, which is not a sense consciousness. Therefore, the fault of a blind person seeing wouldn't ensue, because as we all know, a blind person would never have a direct perception of a visual object. So therefore that fault doesn't arise in terms of this position. Then it was also mentioned that the object of the direct perception based on the faculty of mind is then different from the object that is perceived in relation to the sense consciousness. In this context, the example of an eye consciousness was given. The case was that the object of these two consciousnesses were the same, then that is referred to as a consciousness that then would again perceive or cognize what has been perceived. And it follows that the object perceived by the different consciousnesses is not the same, because during the first moment of perception there is what is called direct perception, that is valid cognition. If that object again is perceived or cognized, then it is no longer a direct perception or a valid cognition, because it has already been cognized, it has already been perceived, it's just a repetition, so it would no longer be valid.
Solang dan chudak song di tele tenben zhenyi dor dona yi xi to da mandor wa yi yi nam xi to da mandor wa dan da yi ngun song zhenyi zhenyi.
Then again, then according to Dignaga and Dharmakirti, a direct perception or a valid cognition based on the mental faculty then is or has the same characteristics as a sense consciousness, that is, it is free from conception, it is unmistaken and of a mental nature.
Tene rangre ngonsom te par soj lambe teman dole chala so rare to pa me ba yin so de chek chek de seke de go de ya ये चांग से दिया यिंगोंजी काब से चेबरे यिंगोंजी से निया छाला सो राने तोपा मैं पाई है ना राने गोसों कंडे रे छाला सो छा से जिते दो छा रे छक्वा ला सो पा सो कौन ला खेदा देवा दोंगा ला सो पे सेम थाम चे राने रे कर रे से ना रंग मो रंग न्यों तो करे रंग सेम रंग सारे चांते रंग रंग रग रे
So, previously it was or the definition of a direct perception based on the faculty of mind was mentioned and that, or at that point, it was said that that perception is non-conceptual and so on, as we saw. That then also applies to experiences such as desire and so on. As was said, these are non-conceptual. There is the experiencing of the nature of the experience itself, which is luminous cognition.
Then that in Deva Parchuja Trape, Candisomeresena, Parchuja Trape, Deso Dani, Yimatin, Dazi Pan and Numa Insomere. Dicaps Carisomeresena, Deva Tan, Semje, Deva Tan, Dungatan, Controtan, Decha Las of the Semte Mo Rare Re, Semje Mo Rare Ranyon Tela, Dasi Togomare, Minta Togomare, Dada Tanil Devare.
Then Dharmakirti explains this as follows. He says that happiness and so on, that relates to anger, suffering, passion, and so on.
Control.
The lapsai.
Oh yeah. Dona.
Lapsai.
Oh yeah. Gava.
In terms of the essential nature of these experiences, which was just mentioned, being luminous cognition, there is an experience or experiencing of the nature of the experience itself, whatever the experience may be, anger or happiness or whatever. This sort of mind experiencing itself cannot be described by naming the experience or trying to point to it with words. Such experience is beyond description.
Then the pen and also same deva than donga di jona, same deva than donga de yin la tu magupa. Yin da ke cheran la donga dozi ye gogumare, yin la tu gogumare, rank deva than donga de rank mus yung to bar.
Shen gi Ten
gogimi dusu. Ten gogimi dusu.
Rangi
nyunga te.
Rang
nyung
lako.
Rang nyung re. Rang dikora lako gogimi dusu.
So, as has been said, whatever is experienced, whether it's pain or pleasure, the nature of the experience, sometimes referred to as luminous cognition, is then non-conceptual, and one experiences this luminous nature of the mental event without any dualistic perceptions. There is no duality, and this is then mind experiencing itself, and it cannot be shown by others or pointed to by words or terms. It is then beyond description, and it is a non-dual experience, free from thought. Well, if one is distracted and then hears a very loud sound, then sometimes one will become frightened because one didn't expect this loud sound. Now, at this point, or in that situation, then again, there is mind experiencing the nature of that mental event, the nature or essence of it, and as a result of that, then later on one can remember what happened. So memory is actually based on this sort of or mind experiencing the nature of a certain mental event. So as a result of such experiencing, then later on one is able to remember what took place. So, any mental experience or cognition then has two facets. There is one which is externally oriented and one internally oriented. The externally oriented in terms of, for example, experiencing the touch of the hand on the skin of one's arm, then the consciousness of the body registers this touch. That then relates to the externally oriented facet of consciousness. Simultaneously, there is the other aspect, which is the internally oriented, and that again relates to mind experiencing the nature of that perception. Again, that relates to luminous cognition. So, in terms of any perception, there are two facets, one externally oriented and one internally oriented, and these two are simultaneous.
Segar Kichiching Mato Yomari, just a young, Segor de Dra, the little two son Samba Rank and Nan Kitchen Yam Yung De, just a tangere, they tamba de Segor de Dra, two of a cup, the Nam Hitela, Rana, Ranyung Yubatari, Rana, Ranyung Mina, the Nina, the just a tamba the Chigman.
Then, for example, the perception of a sound, for example, somebody snapping their fingers, that relates to the ear consciousness. As was said, again, any given consciousness has these two facets, externally oriented and internally oriented, and its independence upon the internally oriented, which... as was said, experiences the nature of the perception that memory arises. It's in relation to or independence upon that experience that one later on will remember having heard the sound from somebody snapping their fingers.
Nanjur namjil lama itu mandi payah dong sam dong sumpah. Nanjur namjil lama jauh sanjir re. Nanjur namjil lama jauh sanjir je dengi mata curug sumpah re. Dengi mata curug dong te, tene tanda nanjur musim cime musim jenjir dah mandir pa nam do dah mandir pa jenjir tu dong kere sumpah.
Then there is the fourth then there is the fourth type of direct perception, which is direct yogic valid cognition or perception. Again, there is a quote, Sogilangpo Yimala.
Sogilangpo Dignaga.
Yes, by Dignaga. The quote says that the what has been taught by the guru of yogis that relates to the perfect Buddha is directly perceived. Now, Rinpoche says these the mentioning of the teachings by the perfect Buddha relate to his teachings on the four noble truths and their 16 attributes. The meaning of these teachings is directly perceived, is perceived distinctly, that is to say, without the meaning being muddled by the conceptual mind. So that relates to a non-conceptual or direct experience of the meaning of these teachings given by the perfect Buddha, who is the guru of all yogis. Yoginis also, I suppose. But he doesn't say that.
Tene tenderwa parchu jatrape nanjur hipa ngar hipa teda kede gomzongi. Topo trawa nam sarve sarva nida nama yin sumbar. Namjur hipa ngar hipa, nanjur hipa, nanjur pi hipa, nanjur ngosong ngar hipa te kandes sumare, gomzong re, gombal tenu sumare. Gomzong ke nanjur ngosong te topo trawa nam sarve sarva nida nama yin. Nam doga trama sarve rembe rembe sarve sarve yondoane.
So Dharmakirti explains this as follows. He says that direct
Nanjur Hipa, Nar Hipa, Tedakede Bombay. Topu Trava, Nam Sarva, Sarva Nima,
the Indi with 60 10 months.
Oh, yeah.
Dharmakirti explains that quote by Dignaga as follows. He says that yogic direct perception or valid cognition of yogis, as has been explained previously, arises independence upon meditation, and in terms of such perceptions, then the net of conception or the conceptual mind has been severed, and therefore the Four Noble Truths and their 16 attributes are distinctly perceived, that is to say, directly perceived without the being muddled by the conceptual mind.
So,
the definition then of yogic direct perception is as follows. It is then a perception that arises as a result of meditation. It is free from conception and unmistaken. And again, it's of a mental nature, as with the others. So this was then a brief explanation on direct experience or cognition in general. And a presentation of the four types of direct perception.
Namdu tiki
was students